Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name's Heather, and today I'm sharing with you a list of self-care ideas. I like to share self-care ideas a lot, so I have a few other episodes on the topic, along with some episodes on positive affirmations. You can also find me on social media if you search Heather Iris or Heather Iris Podcast. And also, if you make a donation on here or on my Venmo, let me know so I can give you a shout out in my next episode. Anyways, let's go ahead and get started with the list. Okay, so there's a lot of different things you can do for self-care. These are just some ideas. So first idea is to read a book. Read a book, read a magazine, or even, you know, you can... I like to do research on the web or listen to a podcast. That's just one idea. I'm going to give you 10 ideas just so you guys know. And the next idea is go for a walk. Actually, you know what? Let's do 20, 25. I'll try to keep count. I didn't write down the exact list, but I'll try to do 25 different ideas. So the next idea is go for a walk. This is good. You know, walking on a treadmill is one idea, but actually like going outside and getting some sun is like a really, obviously a good way to kind of relax, get the vitamin D and kind of get your day going. The weather's been kind of crappy here, so I haven't been able to get outside and do that as much as I want to, but go for a walk, get outside. Go for a run, whatever your pace is. Okay, so the next one is to take a bath. I don't know about you guys. I know a lot of people don't take baths. I'm a big bath person. I take a bath every day. And oh my gosh, it's one of my favorite self-care things because it's so relaxing. You know, the temperature, I've realized that heat is like really good for me with like relaxing and, you know, self-soothing. So that's just an idea. If you don't usually take a bath, try taking a bath. Or if you're like completely against baths, you can always just take a hot shower or even taking a cold shower sometimes is nice, especially if you're having anxiety. Cold showers are good for anxiety and panic attacks, actually. The next idea is to exercise to, you know, you can watch, I watch YouTube videos. I watch like a 10 minute yoga and that's all I do for exercise. I'm trying to do a little bit more, but get some exercise in, do some yoga, whatever kind of exercise. There's so many different types of exercise. Go to the gym, you know, just get your body moving. Okay. The next one is to make a healthy juice. I've been slacking on this actually, so I need to get back into it, but I'll make a green juice like in the morning. And I like make these like green juice cubes, I call them. They're just like little, you know, like ice cubes. I mix up a bunch of, vegetables like celery, cucumber, spinach, kale, any other greens you want. I mix them up in the blender and then pour them into ice cube trays. And then that way it's easy to make green juice in the morning. That's just an idea. The next one is to have a healthy meal. You know, a lot of times, you know, I'm not super excited about healthy meals, but even if you're not super into healthy food, you could even just have, you know, get healthy takeout, or you could even just do a home cooked meal because chances are that's going to be a little bit healthier than getting like obviously fast food, or just I usually just eat like, you know, cereal or something basic. So it's nice to just actually get a healthy, balanced meal. Even if it's just like chicken and rice and some vegetables, that's, you know, usually the extent of my healthiness. But yeah, that's just another idea. Okay, and then I have a few more. Read a book. Oh, wait, we already said read a book. I'm so sorry. I meant to say journal. Journaling is something I try to do every day now. I just kind of recently got into it. And with my journaling, I'm not like just writing like completely about my day. I kind of have it divided up where I talk about a few different things. Like usually I'll do like a check-in with my mood and everything, which that's going to actually be another self-care thing I'm going to talk about in a second. But I check in with my mood. I write down what's on my mind. I write down what I'm feeling. And then I also like try to do some learning. So on one page of my journal every day, I try to, research something or learn something, Google something. Like for example, one thing I've been struggling with is picking at my skin. So on one page, I just was like, okay, let's learn tips I can do to try to not pick at my skin. And so yeah, that's just an idea. So kind of following up with that is the check-in. So daily I try to rate my mood. I try to rate my depression and anxiety. And when I rate them, it's on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like I'm doing, I'm really struggling. Obviously, 1 or 0 being like not struggling at all. I also rate my irritability. I rate my hopelessness, my motivation. What's the other one? Energy. And then I write down how much I'm sleeping. So it's important to do check-ins. I'm trying to do them. I've been doing daily check-ins for like about a month now, or honestly, 2 months. And then I also am now trying to do like a check-in midday and at night. Usually I don't always do that, but kind of helps. Like before I pick up my girls from school, I'll try to do like a check-in, where I just kind of see like how I'm feeling, just so I'm more aware of like what's going on with me, and so I can be like in a better mood when I'm around my kids. So that's another idea. So I have never gotten a facial, but that is one thing I wanna eventually go and do. I might do it for Mother's Day, but like doing some kind of skincare thing is like one of my favorite things. Getting a facial is one of my like goals, or just doing something with your skin where it's just, again, it's like a relaxing thing. I think that's great for self-care. Another idea is to, sorry, my throat's like getting a little dry. Do a craft project or a DIY project. You can come up with a whole bunch of good ideas from YouTube or, sometimes even Instagram or Pinterest or even just like, just get an idea of a craft or a hobby you've done in the past and then do it. It could be home improvement, it could be decoration, it could be like a sewing project, literally any kind of project where you're getting a little bit creative. Okay, the next one is to watch your favorite TV show or your favorite movie. I have a TV show. I watch King of Queens. I know it's like an older show. Well, it's not that old. It's like from the 90s, but or actually probably like late 90s, like early 2000s, but I love Arthur Spooner, the character Arthur Spooner. He's an older grandpa. He's actually Ben Stiller's dad. I'm trying to remember his name, but anyways, I think he's hilarious. And so I just watch that daily with my husband, just like so we can like laugh and connect. It's like short episodes. But yeah, watching, daily, maybe one of your favorite shows or every like once a week watching a movie or one of your favorite movies. It's just kind of nice to kind of be distracted from your life and kind of, if you are into humor, laugh about things, feel a little bit better about, your depression, anxiety, whatever you're struggling with. Okay, the next one is essential oils or aromatherapy. I like essential oils. I have a few. I definitely like the lavender. I like the citrus ones, like the grapefruit, or there's like an orange one I have. I don't have a diffuser. I want to get one eventually, but it's just very, ooh, or peppermint is another one I really like. But anyways, using them for like relaxation. I like to sometimes like put a few drops in my bath. So when I'm like filling my bath up with hot water, I'll pour in like a few drops of lavender, or if I'm like feeling like nauseous, I can use peppermint, or just feeling a little not great, I guess, under the weather. I like sometimes the citrus ones, or if I need a little energy. But you can also use them obviously with a diffuser, or you can do incense or aromatherapy, or even just like putting on nice perfume. I've realized that scents are really nice, and you don't spend as much time focused on like smells usually. And so like even just lighting a candle is kind of nice and can just help you feel a little bit more relaxed. Okay, so we're just gonna do a few more. So taking a nap, I know this sounds silly, but sometimes I just need to take a nap. Or even this sounds really silly. I've been struggling getting up in the morning, so I will like let myself sleep. I'll wake up and then I'll like tell myself, okay, you can sleep for another 10 minutes or 15 minutes or 20 minutes. And sometimes that just feels good. Like this is so weird, but I'll even set my alarm like 20 minutes earlier than I need to wake up. And then I'll wake up at that time and then I'll like tell myself, okay, you can set another 20 more minutes, a timer, and then you can go back to bed. I know that sounds silly, but sometimes it feels good to say, okay, I don't have to wake up this early. I can sleep in. Like, it's like giving myself a gift. And I know that sounds really strange, probably. But sometimes just taking a nap throughout the day, or sometimes I just like to go to bed early and it just feels good to not have to, stay up and just like give yourself a break, or just like allow yourself to go to bed early and just be done for the day. Okay, so this one I haven't done much because I'm not really a music person, which might sound strange also, but dancing to your favorite song, or just dancing to uplifting music, or just dancing in general. Sometimes, not often, but there's been a few times where I'm just like, okay, let's do a silly dance, like if I'm teaching or with my kids. And sometimes that feels good to just kind of like let your inhibitions go. And I'm a horrible dancer, so I just try to like make it as ridiculous as possible. And then sometimes that just cheers other people up. Like there's been lots of times where I'm just trying to cheer up my students and they like think it's ridiculous because it's the worst dancing they've probably ever have seen, because I'm pretty bad at dancing. And so just dancing, like even just around other people like that sometimes is funny. And just, I sound like such a weirdo in this episode. I'm so sorry. But just like letting yourself go. Sometimes it just feels good to like not be worried about looking nice or doing it perfectly. Sometimes just, making mistakes is, it feels freeing. So that's my next one actually is allow yourselves to make mistakes and just kind of like let it go. Like, don't be so hard on yourself. I'm definitely a perfectionist and I try to kind of, avoid that if possible because it's can be really damaging to your mental health being a perfectionist and having to be perfect. So sometimes, just letting yourself give yourself a break, try to talk to yourself as you would talk to a friend. And you wouldn't be so hard on, your children or your friends. So just try to talk to yourself like that, you should be able to make mistakes because that's what life's about. And, we don't need to be so serious sometimes. Okay, the next one is a fun one, which I haven't done yet, so I wanna do this one as well. I like looking at lists and getting ideas, but having a staycation. Which that basically means that you don't go out, you don't get on a plane and go somewhere or go on a road trip somewhere. You literally stay at home. And I've heard of people where they actually like do a staycation where they like tour their own city, 'cause a lot of times like we don't get to go see the exciting stuff that happens in our city or in our town or even in our state. And so sometimes it's fun to go out and pretend like you're a tourist and kind of see the touristy things in your city, or even just staying home, literally, like, getting some snacks and staying at home and just doing some relaxing, fun things at home, or just taking it easy. Okay, and then the last one I have for today is to do some gardening. My children love gardening, so they have their own garden. I've let them have a little patch of our land, and they have a cute little garden that they work on. And a lot of times I'm not a big gardener, I'll be honest, but sometimes it feels good to go out and like weed your yard. Just go out and pick weeds. It's kind of like relaxing and kind of like a stress reliever when you can just get something done. Like go out and just say, I'm going to pick 10 weeds, or I'm going to weed for 10 minutes. And I'm just saying weeding because I think that's the easiest thing for me to do. But a lot of times, like even just planting seeds and watering your garden can be really relaxing. And just seeing something grow is really rewarding. And seeing your hard work like come to fruition is just an also just a really rewarding thing to do. It can build self-confidence, and it's just like nice to see something grow, I think. Anyways, that's the end of my list for today. I'm gonna be doing more following up in this week. I hope you guys are doing good. I hope you take some time to maybe jot some of these ideas down, try some. Let me know what you guys like to do. If there's something I didn't mention, be sure to send me a message on here. I love listening to your guys' messages. I'd love to hear what self-care you like to do. And I hope you guys are having a great day. I'll talk to you later. Bye.